decoding the 260-day Zolkin cycle. It took years of detective work for me to track down the answer of why the ancients were so interested in these cycles. And I only found the answer late in 2009, while I was putting the research together for this book. Professor Robert Pedden from Deakin University's School of Sciences in Australia crunched the numbers and wrote up his discoveries in 1981, but never published the results. It didn't actually appear online until 2004, but it answered all my questions beautifully. In short, the Zolkin is nothing less than the ultimate cycle that links all the planetary orbits and their geometry together with one single common denominator, or at the very least, Venus, Earth, the Moon, Mars, and Jupiter. Furthermore, it is the only cycle that is under 100 years in length that can do this, with an accuracy better than one day in 100 years. If this sounds confusing, let me explain how it works. Take 59 Zolkin cycles and add them up. This is almost exactly the same length of time as 40 Earth years, with 99.6% precision. 46 Zolkins equals 405 lunar months at 99.7% accuracy. 61 Venus years is 137 Zolkins with 99.2% precision. 3 Zolkins give you 1 Mars year at 97.2% accuracy. And lastly, 135 Zolkins add up to 88 Jupiter years with 99.7% perfection. I was really blown away when I saw this, and hardly anyone who writes and lectures about the Maya calendar knows about it. In regards to this counting system, Pedden quotes Coe in 1966. How such a period of time ever came into being remains an enigma, but the use to which it was put is clear. Every single day had its own omens and associations, and the inexorable march of the 20 days acted as a kind of fortune-telling machine, guiding the destinies of the Maya and all peoples of Mexico. Pedden explains this further in his own words. 260 was more accurate than 360 days in tracking the moon. It was able to satisfactorily track Venus and Mars. It is the best choice to track Jupiter, and is the only choice that can simultaneously track all 5 cycles. These factual astronomical derivations are ipso facto sufficient to demonstrate the astronomical base for the Mesoamerican calendrical system. The 20-year Cotton Cycle. The next cycle the Maya tracked was called the Cotton, made up of 20 360-day tons, for a total of 7,200 days. This is a little less than 20 years in length, and only 54 days less than a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. One of the first books I read about ancient mysteries was Our Ancestors Came from Outer Space by Maurice Chatelain, and he found that the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction also tied in with the variety of cycles in our solar system. He felt that the correct Cotton should be 7,254 days to match the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction perfectly, which I do not think is true. But it doesn't appear to be an accident that they are so close. There is a definite resonance there. When you consider that Earth's orbit is only a little over 5 days away from being a perfect 360 days per year, the precession of the equinoxes is a little less than the ideal harmonic value of 25,920 years, and the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is only 54 days away from being a perfect 7,200 Earth days. This may all be the result of a catastrophic planetary explosion in what is now the asteroid belt, as Dr. Tom Van Flandren has compellingly argued. The solar system would still be harmonic in the aftermath of such an event, but perhaps not as perfect as it once was. It may be that all these cycles are ultimately being driven by galactic energy fields, as we will see, and the solar system may have fallen a bit out of sync with the galaxy, at least for now. Here's what Chatelain had to say about this cycle. For the Mayas, the Khatun of 7,254 days was not only a measure of time, but also an astronomical unit to express the synodic periods of revolution of planets, or the count of days needed for each planet to be realigned with the Sun and Earth. For example, 5 Khatuns were equal to 313 revolutions of Mercury, 13 Khatuns were equal to 121 revolutions of Mars, or 27 Khatuns were equal to 7 returns of Halley's Comet. Notice that Mercury was not present in Peden's analysis, and Mars was the weakest of the cycle connections. But here, Chatelain found very nice alignments. It's important to point out that Chatelain was director of communications for NASA's Apollo program, and very familiar with complex calculations like this. I should also mention that at least 3 different insiders I spoke to, each of whom made a compelling case that he had worked in classified, top-secret projects, told me Earth has a natural 20-year cycle that forms a direct conduit between different periods of time. The 400-year Bakhtun cycle. Next, we take 20 Khatuns of 7,200 days to get the Bakhtun, which weighs in at 144,000 days, or 394.3 years. In Beyond 2012, Jeff Stray pointed out that this is very close to the time it takes Earth's inner core to make one complete rotation.